The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, big dog Travis Woof Woof McElroy.
And this is your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy, eating Pizza Hut and taking ibuprofen over here in my Nike shoes, and all of them are good.
You know, as I sip this Folgers brand coffee,
yes,
I just think about how lucky I am. You know, I woke up, I sat up straight up in my Casper bed this morning.
Yes.
And I pushed the Bull and Branch sheets away. And I thought, how lucky are we to get to live this life? You know what I mean? As I rubbed the Zest soap all over my body and got truly zestfully
clean. What flavor Zest you rocking?
Explosive orange.
Yeah, that one's a little too intense for me. Yeah.
It's got those popping bubbles in it.
If you're a listener at home, you're probably a little bit lost here. So let me bring you in a little bit. We were nominated by our iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, which we instantly cared quite a bit about.
Yes. As soon as I saw my name on there, I knew it was legit.
For best comedy podcast, who cares? But best ad read at a podcast.
When I got the news, I was eating my favorite dishes at the Old Spaghetti Factory and really savoring the good flavors in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I just could not believe my eyes.
This is a problem because I was actually eating at the Olive Garden when I saw it. And Olive Garden actually paid me to say, fuck the Old Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
Yeah.
Imagine a carousel.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're on it. And it's taking you, spinning you wildly round and round and round. And through the crowd, as you spin, you see the face of your grandfather. But that can't be your grandfather. He's been dead for many, many years. You continue to spin around and round, and you see him. And he looks at you and dead in the eyes. And he says, I forgive you. And then the next spin around, he says, eat Frito-Lay brand corn chips.
Oh, wow. Powerful stuff. Now, is that the racist grandfather or just like your regular one?
I feel like we have more to forgive.
Fritos are kind of racist. We can all agree.
Sure.
Well, it feels racist. If it's not, I don't think it's racist, but it feels a little racist.
This is the kind of stuff that snagged us that nomination, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, remember that time when Griffin talked about how Babbel would help you engage in oral sex?
I want to start being in the meetings where they try to sell our show to advertisers so I can be a real dick about this. Like, what, you want the best of the biz? You want the best of the biz?
Here's what fucks me up. iHeartRadio had to have listened to
they had to have.
And Travis brings up a good point. If it was the one where I talked about how Babbel will make you better at oral sex, that's crazy. That's a wild thing.
Here's what I like to think happened.
There are many, let's be honest, there are many that would not only get us not on this list, they would get us banned for these awards.
Yeah, the FCC would have some problems. I have a theory that what happened was they put four podcasts on the list that they'd listened to, and they're like, we should make it five. Every other category is five. Does anyone else listen to any podcasts where they have funny reads? And like one guy was like, my brother, me. oh yeah, none of us have ever listened to that show. What are their ad reads like? They're good.
They're good. They're good.
They're good. They're good. They're not dirty, are they, Derek? No.
No, never.
And they're
never.
Straight to the point. They don't like make fun of the brand or talk about how like Squarespace is, sounds kind of like if you said like a circle area and that's your competing website. No, they would never do that.
All right, we got Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess. They're up there in the nominations.
Fantastic advertisers.
Yeah, great advertisers. Conan O'Brien needs a friend. Obviously. Doesn't seem, you know.
I've heard good things. I've heard good things.
Literally with Rob Lowe. Like, it, those two. Mm.
They've got Emmys and shit, probably.
They got other, they don't need this. And the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards love a story.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They love a story. And I feel like those guys don't need it.
And Rob Lowe's thing is always like, Squatty Potty literally saved my butthole. Like, it's like, and it's always that. It's like, Pizza Hut literally tastes good, the cheese in my mouth. And it's like, we get it, dude.
We get it.
Hey, guess what? Rob Lowe has never eaten Pizza Hut.
No. Or pooped.
So that's what, that's the kind of real shit we bring.
All the ads that motherfucker could do are like skin tight lycra. We all love it, but can we all wear our exercise bike?
The Vegetable Council would love to.
No. Lamborghini chafing is a big deal.
Oh boy.
We all experience it from time to time.
Listen, we've all been there, you know?
The other one is Smartless, which is Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. This is a two-horse race.
This is us
and Chatty Broads. These other people cannot win. It's not fair. Of course they do good ad reads. They're professionals.
Yeah.
We're JV. Not the JV Club, another great podcast, the Maximum Fun Network, but we're the you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, all of them, the Conan O'Brien, Smartless, literally, I'm pretty sure they're nominated for other categories, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the, like, you know, the best sound editing, which, don't get me wrong, sound editing is very important, but this is where our movie's going to win, right? Like, so we can put on the box an iHeart Radio podcast award-winning podcast, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they're trying to pull, like, if we give it to Smartless, do we get... Are these guys at the awards?
Oh, right. Fuck.
Right.
Oh yeah, like, I get that.
Can we get these guys if they're there? You know, if they win, certainly, they'll be there.
Right? We're boned, dudes.
Yeah, we're boned.
Yeah, they'll probably just
one.
Give us the best comedy one.
Oh,
damn.
I know.
Damn, that Smartless. I was kind of thinking that they would do like. You know, a lot of these are like 12 episodes. They're out there every week.
Yeah.
They're putting in the work, you know?
I know.
I mean, shout out to them. They're consistent. Especially for people who have things going on.
Lots of other things.
Yeah. Of our two shows, one of us has a Ozark guy in it that should be keeping.
That's true.
And it's true. It's not. I'm not on Ozark. I would be too scared.
I was actually edited out. I was supposed to have a 4-episode arc, and they cut me out of all 4
episodes.
And
I was Mr. Drugs. You remember that character?
I do. Yeah, I was Ozark Billy, the former mayor and much beloved figure around town.
Then they CGI'd our faces out.
I did it.
All right.
And I don't know
what
it is because once I got cut.
Flip it off.
Yeah.
Flip it off, though. They sold Smartless to Amazon, and we're fucking ride or die indies, you know, and they love that story.
Yeah.
Indies. Chatty Broads is indie too. Damn it.
It's okay.
I mean,
listen,
we're not entirely independent.
Yeah, we're not entirely independent. We're on Maximum Fun.
Yeah, we like own the show. Like,
yeah, it's artist
Amazon
owned.
Could at any point be like, you're out, Carrot Top, French Stewart, Kelsey Grammer, you're the new Smartless.
Well, hey, look at that. Hey, iHeart right now. Amazon could go to them and say, you have to do advertisements for, you know, racist brand chips. And they have to do it.
They have to.
They have to.
We don't.
We don't. We do whatever we want. And what we want to do is help you, our listening audience.
It's an honor to be nominated. Can we say that? But if we don't win, I'm going to throw a thermonuclear piss fit. Like, absolutely going to lose it.
I also just want to say, hey, iHeartRadio, thank you so much. Very flattered that you put us in Best Comedy Podcast. I do like that we're up there in Best Comedy, and down at the bottom, it's like, podcast to watch, films to be buried with Brett Goldstein, one of the most famous people on the planet right now, Brett Goldstein. Yeah. Watch, hey, us three established fellows are going to tell you, watch that young whippersnapper, Brett Goldstein. He's going places.
Let me do this, because we got a lot of famos in our category for best ad read. Let me do this. Let me say congratulations, huge congratulations to Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Yes.
Huge congratulations to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. So happy to be nominated with Literally with Rob Lowe. And congratulations to Smartless. Now, if any of those shows don't mention our show by name,
sucks. Mm-hmm.
They're bad sports.
Yes.
Yes.
Now the ball's in their court.
That's which bad them snooker. Are be
good sports. Sean, I know you're listening. Justin, hey, one Justin, two Jason. You get the idea.
And iHeartRadio, one other thing to consider is that our daddy gave you the best years of his life.
The true. Best years of his life. You owe
I
also us.
Do, I want to highlight, though, that it is 91 days away until the podcast award, and the chance that I will remember this in 90 days,
yep.
Very slight.
Unless that, until the Hardy shows up in your mailbox.
Oh, absolutely. I just assumed we'd get an invite. They're not going to make a, if we, well, that'll no be a good
way.
Indication.
No way.
That'll be a great indication.
Hey, do all you right. need us to be there? No.
No.
I mean, you can come if you want.
Better. You might make Mr. Bateman uncomfortable.
We can just cut to some cardboard cutouts. It's fine.
Wait, I want to send him a picture of myself for the cardboard cutout, and it's me, like, nodding understandingly. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
Right,
that,
sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. No, next year. Okay.
I do. I get it.
Hey, we got a strong crop of questions. Let's get busy.
Today's the birthday of my roommate. Unlikely, considering that, you know, we're reading it whenever. They have no control over the temporal nature of this, but perhaps when it was written, it was
I
the
have
birthday.
To assume that's it, Justin. Yeah, I don't think this was a moving target thing.
Trying to time it out. Who is a good friend of mine.
Good.
I do not usually bake things, but this year I got some help from my girlfriend and made a homemade pumpkin pie from scratch.
Nummy.
Nummy numbers. Mm. It's the right season for that. You don't want to make that in like May.
Yeah.
We even pureed the pumpkin ourselves. Rookie mistake, but okay.
Yeah, sure. You can buy that.
You can just buy that. Don't waste your time. Don't bake anything.
just buy a pumpkin pie.
Roommate was grateful for the pie, but after a quiet night without any birthday festivities, she has not yet eaten any of the pie.
Okay.
I'm a selfish man. This homemade pie is something that my heart and my tummy greatly desires. How do I get them to eat some of this pie so that I can have some?
Awesome.
That's from Pie Problems in Portland. God, that's a toughie. That's
Let me just start off by letting you off the hook a little bit. You made a homemade pie from scratch. You're not selfish. You're a human. You're
very
human.
Giving of your time.
You've seen that pie. So you put the hard work into that pie, right? You did a little bit of the little red hen. Who will help me plant the wheat? Who will help me harvest the wheat, right? You made the pie, and now you're looking at that pie, and you want to have a little slizzy for your work. I get it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on Monday, the 18th of October, Don't eat the pie.
Okay.
It's too late.
Oh, okay. I see.
You missed your chance. So I can help in that sense. Don't eat the pie.
Let me tell you, here's the secret, right? I've figured this out. When there is any kind of birthday thing, you bake a thing, you make a thing, whatever, right?
Yeah. Shake a thing.
You shake a thing, you take a thing, you lake a thing. Everybody, you lake Bella thing. Everybody's waiting for the first cut.
Yeah.
Right? You have to, Justin. You okay?
I am just. Yeah, I had to stand up.
Okay,
I had to stand up because, like, go ahead, Travis. You finish.
You got to make the first cut, right? And you so
gotta like, make the first.
You cut. Gotta make the first cut, and so at some point, you just have to start slicing things up and putting them on plates and saying who wants it, right? Because otherwise, everybody's waiting for when is it time for it. I don't want to be the person who asks for it. You just gotta start serving it.
They should make pie molds that look like a slice is already missing when you make it. And so people just assume, like, it's go time.
Also, do you have whipped cream there? Because if there's pumpkin pie, that person is waiting for the whipped cream to go with.
Yeah. I saw one on America's Test Kitchen. You know what they did last night? It's actually Cook's Country. What's the difference? They put some malted milk powder into their whipped cream.
Ooh! Yes.
Hey, you, question asker, you fucked up. You fucked up. You can't put this kind of baked good pressure on somebody that lives with you.
Correct. Yeah.
Because you need to be able, okay, here's the way baked good is gift. If you give someone a baked good, right, and you say, please enjoy, they say, oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to take this home. A week later, they bring you back a cleaned pie plate. They say, thank you. It was delicious.
Right.
Your heart and your head say, they ate the whole thing.
Maybe even great in one job. Sitting.
Maybe one sitting. They loved it so much.
Couldn't put
they
it did down.
Not, they did not fold up a business card and shovel 2/3 of it into the trash can.
Right.
That didn't happen.
They like, ate they as much as they wanted, and that might have been almost none. Right.
But you now have put them in a situation where every bite, every nibble is going to be under your watchful eye. What if they cut a slice while you're just trying to enjoy TV together? You're just trying to watch Survivor together. They cut a slice. They know that they are now going to consume this pie under the watchful eye of Sauron.
Yeah.
You're going to be every move, every micro taste.
Every micro machine.
No, there's no micro machine.
Well, they don't know. Here's the thing, Justin. It's even worse than that because if you're good friends with the roommate, they know you don't normally bake things.
Oh, yeah. The pressure's so on.
And they watch you maybe like puree it yourself. Or you said like we puree the pumpkin ourselves. And they're like, have you ever puree? They're in their head, they're thinking, have I ever seen them puree anything before? Do they know if it was done?
What the fuck just happened, Juice?
Yeah, what was that?
That was just my chair pushing my chair out of the way. I decided I'm not going to need it this whole episode.
Okay.
Listen, it's too much.
When you do everything yourself from scratch, there's so much room for error.
Did you leave a mess?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you leave a mess?
A big one.
Because I wouldn't be happy to get the pie that did the mess that broke my heart.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I would say if 48 hours have passed, you can just cut into it.
I think you can go nuts after 36.
You have to ask. It's insane not to. Think about the flip side of this question. If we received it, it was like, my roommate baked me a pie and it was really sweet. And then they cut into that motherfucker. Like,
I was saving it to show my mom on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And she's been in Bermuda this whole time. And so I had to wait.
There is a massive difference between a pie with a tiny half inch slice out of it and a pie that is untouched. A pie that is untouched, you could take to a bake sale.
Yes.
You could take to a pie that is untouched has value. You could take it to a
pawn shop.
Aftermarket. The pie aftermarket is very, very lucrative right now.
Yeah. There's a market for that. You could take it to someone else's house and be like, I made pie. I mean, you know, the pie things that people say.
Cool, yeah.
That is happening, by the way, the baked good, the secondhand baked good has happened to me many times where it's like, oh yeah, my in-laws gave this to me, but they gave me too much, so now I'm giving it to you, and it's like, oh, I'm not going to eat that. Like, there's just something about that where, like, I know at this point, like, oh, I'm really appreciative of this. It's going to sit on the counter for X number of days before I go, oh man, I should have eaten that. And then I'm going to throw it away. Like, there's something about the disconnect where it just fades from my memory like Brigadoon.
Yeah.
My trick is I'll bake something really delicious because you know me.
That's a good trick.
You know me. I make something really delicious. I'll try a slice. I'll be like, this is really good. And if I have this in the house, I'm going to eat this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's so good. So then I'll take it over to Sydney's parents' house. And I'll say, hey, Tommy.
At this point, you got to say Mary and Tommy. I think everyone knows.
Mary and Tommy's house. And say, Tommy, you got to try this pumpkin cake. And then I'll just like accidentally leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing full well that he'll consume the entire thing for breakfast. So I'm basically using my father-in-law as a more ethical garbage can.
There you go.
I'm using his body like a more ethical trash can that makes me feel good because it nourished. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It nourished somebody.
Do you ever think that this is what happens when you go to like the supermarket and you see they're selling like a half pie in that like half pie container that like the person baked it in the grocery store and they went, I can have a little piece. And pretty soon half the pie was gone and they were like, oh no.
I can still sell that.
And they had to build a special container to just sell half a pie and it just kept happening because damn, those pies look good.
They do look good, though.
He gets the little guy pies. You know,
Tommy does?
Tommy gets the little guy pies.
But he's a big guy.
He goes to Walmart. He gets a little guy pie. And it's a personal, you know, personal pie.
A personal pie.
A personal pie. A little guy pie.
Hey, Do you guys want to approach the wizard throne?
We talked. Yeah. Wait, is he in it?
Yeah. Were you guys tracking how long we just talked about pie? Because it was a big pie talk.
It was a great question. Yeah. Hurry up.
You could do a pie chart of how much time we spent talking about pie.
That's funny. Marlena sent this one in, and it's just like I wish I had this one when COVID started, because I don't know about you guys, but I got pretty fucking bored.
COVID? A lot.
Yeah. During COVID stuff, like starting like
it's hard for me to even remember what things were like back then.
Yeah.
What is COVID?
It's wicked a lot like how it is presently.
It feels that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, all the time. But it's okay, because now we're going to teach you how to pass time.
Oh, thank God.
This one was co-authored.
I didn't know that this was something you had to actively do. This explains so much.
Yeah, you have to really force your body to move forward through the time stream.
Yeah.
It was co-authored by Lucy. Yeah. So, let's get into it. There's so much stuff here, guys. Method one, doing stuff.
Oh,
awesome
boy.
So far.
That's pretty brassy to put that out number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How granular. Doing stuff is the big hit to open with.
Yeah, that's huge. Number two, not doing stuff.
Yeah. So the very first thing, you need to pass the time. Why not dance around?
Nope.
Have a dance party just for yourself. If you're in a place where you can't dance, choreograph a dance inside your head to your favorite song. And I know that Ellen's in hot water. But I bet you that she's kind of stoked to not have to do that show anymore, because now she can just, like, when the spirit moves her, she doesn't have to wait to be in front of an audience to just have a little dance.
Yeah,
she
but why would I want to dance if no one is watching?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Travis. I think choreographing a dance in your head to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say that's pretty wild, but I guess that's how choreographers do it, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you don't know if you have a gift or not until you start choreographing things in your brain.
Yeah, that's true.
Travis Wall one day was just like waiting in a long line at Target. He was like, ooh, actually, that would look fucking cool.
he doesn't even need to see the steps.
Watch me do this and tell me if it looks good, because I can't see myself from here.
Oh, no, Travis. Sorry, Travis Wall can't dance. He just does the dance moves in his brain. You know what I mean?
Oh, like cool.
Yeah.
Got it.
He just makes the brain dancers in his dreamscape dance, but when he tries to do them with his body, and it's frustrating because when he's showing somebody, he's like, all right, so you want to twist your arms like this and do them like this? And people are like, Travis, you need to stop, pal. Reorganize your movie shelf that we all have.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is good, because a lot of people will talk about, do you do it by genre? Do you do it, by director, by year? No, by color.
That's one of the options here, Trav. This spine color, which is great. If you don't have any movies nearby, just rank your favorite movies in your head or read books. Hey, you can't just sneak books in there.
Don't sneak one of the oldest ways to pass time in the history of existence. Humanity has been killing time by looking at ink on paper for thousands
for
of
so
years.
So long.
And it's you snuck it in with that movie shelf.
That you'd throw that in underneath. Well, you could organize your movies, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'll skip that. Like, I'm not going to read that. That's wild. And then they slip in there. There's a... they don't read books.
You
could escape into the wonderful world of literature that could take you anywhere as long as your mind is willing to accept it. Or you could figure out the right order for Pixar movies.
Yay.
You get so mad at my ownership of any physical.
Oh, sure. Media. Yeah.
Like, I haven't bought a movie.
Can't comprehend.
Yeah.
Can't comprehend.
Haven't bought a physical movie or book, for that matter, I think, unless it's a reference book.
I don't buy a lot of them, but I'll be damned if I'm putting them away. I don't know when I want to watch season 3 of Penn & Teller's bullshit. I don't know.
It's true.
You know? Could be anytime.
I do like to have them for when people come over and I say, look at that. That's a thing. Look at it.
That's my almost complete box set of Lost. I am missing a few discs from
season 4. I loaned them
to
my friend Jeremy, and I'm never getting them.
It's a real S of a B. Write a song. All right, song of your favorite, blah, blah, blah,
okay.
Whatever. Make up your own language. Sheeby booby dooby gooby. Love it. Good. We're loving it.
What did you call me?
I called you a Scooby Dooby Gooby Dooby. And that's my language.
How is take a nap not number one? That's the number one. I got time to kill. I'm taking a nap.
Take a nap is actually number two. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, how is take a nap not under do things?
This is all part of the do things umbrella, okay? Clean, organize, or DIY your room. fuck off. That's not passing time. That's work. That's chores.
That's
work.
Doing stuff.
All right. Listen, we need to get back in our brainscape because the second method is using your imagination. Imagine conversations. Plug your ears and make up random things that people are saying around you.
Wait.
Awesome.
That is not the action of a healthy person.
That is one of the wildest things I've ever heard. It's not imagine a conversation you might have where you're doing both parts. Plug your ears and imagine you're a fly on the wall and people are talking around you.
Yeah, but that sounds wild, but you know that's what Stephen King is doing.
All the time.
18 hours a day.
Yeah.
The only way to quiet it is to write it down.
He plugs his ears at a nice restaurant and just looks around. And he just thinks Jeremy, there's a big mummy behind you. No, Stephen, that's not right, Stephen.
What's your name? The skateboard of Ghost Ravine? Perfect. When I put on this mask, it makes me into a skeleton that stabs butts.
Nope. Fuck, Steven.
No, fuck. That's not it.
That's not it either.
I would be so tempted if I was Stephen King to drop a 50,000 word book about a skeleton that stabs butts on my editor's desk and be like, it's the master of horror is back. You have to print it. And if you change a word, I'll burn this building down around.
Do you know who I am? I'm Stephen King.
This is my new vision. It's about a skeleton now, that stabs butts.
You'll print Mr. Boner the Butt Stabber 2.0. Wait, is there a 1.0? No.
Turn to page 800. There's a twist. Yep, the knife turns people into skeletons.
And then they stab more butts.
Now, I know you're wondering, does Bony Butt Stabber live in coastal Maine? And the answer is yes, of course he does.
Of course he lives in Maine.
And he loves the Red Sox. Now.
Stab my butt. My butt's been stabbed, eh?
That's right, smart
butt stab.
Fantastic.
Right, smart butt stab under the butternut squash.
Are you some kind of skeleton? Wow.
Imagine.
Grover's Corners never saw a butt stabber like Mr. Boner before.
You've never seen anyone from Maine with the way that you are doing this accent.
I've seen.
Correction. I was the dad of the girl, Mr. Webb, in
our newspaper man. Town.
Mm-hmm, okay.
He's the editor of the newspaper down in Grover's Corners.
I still remember all the words from my part in our town. I would say, this is our town, and we like it that way.
All I remember is, that's a right smart farm.
Right smart farm.
So, there's so much more, guys, please. Imagine that you're a spy. Okay, cool.
Yes, I do that all the time.
But what if you're already a spy trying to pass time?
Yeah, then imagine you're just, you work at an office.
My name's Doug. Photocopy, photocopy, photocopy.
Oh, has anyone tried the new office milk? Oh no, I stopped. I forgot I'm a spy. That's how the new James Bond movie ends, by the way.
Yeah.
Put yourself in someone else's head, blah blah blah. Assign superpowers. Decide what superpowers everyone in the room would have. Try to be creative, but keep the powers useful.
Okay. This is exhausting. That sounds so hard.
Yeah, okay. Well, then let's try this next one, because it could be... This one, I think, is a pretty fun way to pass the time. Imagine your past loved ones. Have an imaginary conversation with someone that you love that has passed on. What would they say about where you are in life now? What would they say about what the afterlife is like? Cool, normal way to kick it on a Thursday afternoon.
I got 10 minutes of the DMV. Hey, Meemaw, what's the eternal rest like?
What's the... Damn, this stoplight's taking forever. Don't you think so, Rush Limbaugh?
Then that's fun, because you can make him be like, oh, I pooped my pants. Hell is bad.
I bet the libs made this stoplight. The libs love their...
Gotta go. A devil's stabbing me in the butt, and I'm turning into a skeleton. It's all real.
It's all very real.
Stephen King was right. We should have listened. He tried to warn us. It was a prophecy. And they love the Red Sox. My butt.
Buddy Butts Never is a documentary. I keep telling everybody.
Why won't they listen to me?
Why didn't we come up with a name for documentary for books? What's their name for this?
I tried to say bookumentary and they laughed me out of the room. It's real.
Oh, shit.
Just because there's no word for bookumentary means I guess nobody knows that Bonnie Budstepper is real.
It's real. It's all real.
We are halfway through. Play a game with yourself or other people. Whatever. Start a new TV show. Okay. Play a prank.
Start a new TV show. We've tried that one many, many times. It's very unsatisfying. It takes a long time.
Oh, fuck.
Trust me. You end up in a lot of Zoom calls pitching your idea and then nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Step five on, I'm skipping a lot now. Step five of having fun is read a book. So they do circle that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This next one hits so paradoxical, so fucking fast, okay? We've moved on to the last subsection, method four, being productive. First step, one, use the internet.
What?
No, that's not what being productive is. Just go to YouTube or Wikipedia, Reddit, and boing boing. I am being very productive on boing boing today.
Okay.
Exercise, barf, make a friend. Yeah, it's that easy.
Make them out of what? You know, people always say that, but it's not. It's not that simple.
It's pretty tough. And then finally, dream the dream. Make a top 10 list for what you want to do with your life. Yeah, that won't send you into sort of an existential spiral. Definitely a cool way to pass the time. Do that one while you're talking to your passed away Gram. Just for the full, like...
Oh, I had a list like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to many of them, but, you know, that's
just
them's
takes
the breaks.
You when you're least prepared. Oh, light's green.
Yeah. Hey.
It's time to go. You gotta go now.
You're the one with all the free time, right?
Why are you chatting to me?
You should get busy.
Get busy living. Or get busy being stabbed in your butt. That's what I always say.
So I feel like we're all pretty well equipped. There's like 50 more tips here.
Yeah.
That are just like, don't look at your watch. Okay. But we've plumbed these depths
okay.
a lot.
Good. Excellent. Let's take a brief intermission to, well, I mean, it's not even a break, is it? Because when you're getting the ads from the best in the biz,
yeah.
then it's another treat. It's more great content. I'll just say that. More great content coming up next in the Money Zone.
Warby Parker was founded to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point.
Oh, dang, Rob Lowe. How'd you get onto our show?
With
just kidding, Rob.
Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams.
That's really good.
Project Mr. Herbert.
Mr. Herbert,
you have a telephone call.
Don't let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste. Put them to good use on Warby Parker prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, contact lenses, eye exams, and cool shorts. In addition to stylish frames, Warby Parker carries a variety of contact lens brands like Acuvue and Biofinity and cool shorts. Only the coolest shorts at Warby Parker. How many pockets do you want to carry your sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams? That's right, we have portable eye exams at Warby Parker, only in our cool shorts. I'm wearing Warby Parker glasses right now, and they match my shorts. I love them, and I want you to wear my glasses and shorts. And they weren't nearly as expensive as you might think because they're giving you great deals, great styles, great shorts, Warby Parker. So visit warbyparker.com/mybrother to save 15% on your first order of contact lenses. That's 15% on your first order of contacts. Savings are automatically applied at checkout. Notice, Warby Parker does not sell shorts.
Oh, okay. You had me for a minute there.
No, I know. I was so worried. Like, listen, I know what a dreamweaver I am. You know what I mean? And
right.
I knew,
if they could make shorts that I could put glasses in and then just like chill on it, fuck, that would be cool.
What if you put shorts on and it helped you see better? Can you imagine?
What if the shorts were made out of like... the glasses cleaning cloth material.
Oh, man, so I can just rub my face right on my own shorts?
That would be awesome. Hey, today's episode is also sponsored by Honey. We all use internet, And sometimes we use it to pass the time, but sometimes we use it to buy shit. And Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one if it finds it to your cart. And
do you think we use a promo code for Honey? Do you think that Honey would explode?
Whoa. Yes. Probably. Okay. I hope not, because I do think we have a promo code.
Yeah.
That's wild to think about, Travis. Anyway, imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, like,
okay, like, for Boing, instance, Boing?
Like Papa John's. And when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and it says, I see you're looking at Papa John's pizza, but we do have coupons for Pizza Hut. It said, I don't actually know that it does that. Let me start over. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites.
Okay.
Google. And when you check out, the Honey button drops down.
Wait, what am I shopping for on Google?
Internet sites. And it's like, we have 10 internet sites for you today. That will be $10. But then the Honey button is like, click this button, says apply coupons. And you click it and it's like, hey, I found a free one. It's coupon code Google Cool Site 69. And you type that in and all of a sudden the websites are free. We use
all
this.
Of them?
Yeah, for sure. I use Honey a lot when I buy like virtual instrument bullshit because there's always sales on those going on. There's so many different ways that Honey has saved me money on different things that I buy on websites.
Honey saved my life once.
It's true.
Yeah, I cut myself very badly, and so I Googled. Need paramedics. And Honey was like, I can get you those paramedics for free. And I was like, what a great deal. And then Honey called the paramedics for me. Yeah. And they came and they brought a pizza with them.
Yeah, see, I had to spend $100 at the store for one big Band-Aid. If only Honey had been there for me in that time.
That's a mistake, Griffin.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother.
Hey there, I'm Ellen Weatherford.
And I'm Christian Weatherford.
And we've got big feelings about animals that we just got to share.
On Just the Zoo of Us, your new favorite animal review podcast, we're here to critically evaluate how each animal excels and how it doesn't, rating them out of 10 on their effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics.
Guest experts give you their takes informed by actual, real-life experiences studying and working with very cool animals like sharks, cheetahs, and sea turtles.
It's a field trip to the zoo for your ears.
So if you or your kids have ever wondered if a pigeon can count, why sloths move so slow, or how a spider sees the world, find out with us every Wednesday on Just the Zoo of Us, which can now be found in its natural habitat on MaximumFun.org.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Woo! Oh!
You said you didn't have any bits.
Bits would imply they're funny. I just have news. I want to munch.
Quad.
Dun, 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 dun. I want to munch.
Quad.
Oh, the spooky season is here.
Yeah.
And for donuts are no exception.
Oh, no.
Welcome, Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I just want to let everybody know what's going on for the scary times as far as donuts go.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it from you, Justin.
Justin, has got
I don't want to hear it from you.
Okay.
I want to hear it from Count Donut.
Yeah.
Well, no, well, he actually, I talked to him and he said he was too busy.
What?
Well,
sorry. Hold on. I'm going to call him.
This one stands.
After we made him, and this is, okay, hold on. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Ring. New phone, who this?
You know who it is, Count Donut.
Who this? It's a new phone.
It's Travis McElroy from My Brother, My Brother.
Who?
Travis McElroy.
From Smartless.
No, from My Brother, Me, I'm the Millest Brother. Like, where the fuck do you get off telling Justin you're busy after we give you your big break?
Yeah, that sucks.
I had a bat mitzvah.
Okay, that's actually fun. That's actually really funny. Fucking funny.
Hey,
really
can I say something? Can I? Hey, it's Justin here. That was funny.
That was pretty good.
That kicked ass.
Don't just like go past. I had to go to a bat mitzvah.
We definitely heard
it. Yeah, I get it. It's pretty funny. But also, like, we're talking about donuts and it's Halloween donuts. And, like, it's literally, like, the only time of year where we expect you to, like, show up.
and do anything.
Fine, but you have to pay me double my normal rate.
That won't $20? Be a
problem. Okay.
No.
What?
Something much more precious than money.
Like a switch?
Something thick and crimson.
I would actually, I'll give you some of my blood to not make that sound anymore.
Yeah.
That is how I do it all the time. Welcome to Munch Squad. I am Count Donut. The spooky season is truly here. First, Dunkin' Donut has the sweet, not scary spider donut. It's a orange with a chocolate munchkin in the middle and brown icing to look like a spider.
I hate that.
It's very scary. We've also got the peanut butter cup macchiato.
What?
Halloween. This is what Ando Kafur says. Halloween is always a fearfully fun holiday at Dunkin'. This year we're going all in for the occasion, celebrating our Halloween enthusiasts with not only the sweetest new peanut butter cup macchiato, but also a very special scary sweepstakes.
Oh, fun.
It offers $1,000 per day at a virtual trick-or-treating experience.
What's the scary part?
You can do this if you want to go to dunkindoor.com. It's an AR experience. Ooh. And you can ring the bell. And it's a very scary, and you maybe win some money.
Ooh, All right.
Spooky season is underway at Duck Donuts.
At what?
Duck Donuts. The Spooky Box is back. The Spooky Box is back. And he gives a chilling goosebump. It says chilling goosebumps on your taste buds with delicious Halloween-inspired combinations like dirt and worm sauce or grind.
What?
Chocolate icing with Oreo cookie pieces and a limited-time gummy worm.
Oh, so it's not really.
You get the gummy worm around me. They're all for a limited time. I love those chewy bastards.
All right.
So, mommy, shh, listen. It's a good joke. So, mommy. So, mommy.
So, mom. So, mommy.
So, like a yummy.
Oh, it's like yummy.
Oh, shit.
Mommy. So, mommy. Vanilla icing with peach and streusel topping and salted caramel drizzle.
I would ruin one of those.
Yes, I would.
And then it, in turn, would ruin me.
Halloween pumpkin.
Okay, that's on the nose.
He listened to this description. Pumpkin icing.
Okay.
With Halloween sprinkles.
What's a Halloween sprinkle?
If you got a more daring guest in your party, Travis, are you a little more daring?
No.
You can conjure up your own hunting creations with the Spooky Box decorating kit. It comes with 4 donuts for a family, or 8 donuts, and as a do-it-yourself, with icing and toppings like delicious gummy worms. Halloween, it says here, never tasted so good.
That's not that daring, all things considered. That's more just saying,
you didn't hear about the dirt and worms?
Yeah, but I mean,
it's terrifying!
It's just saying, like, are you willing to take the dare to do the work that someone else could have done for you for the same price?
But your kids will love to do this and make
a huge
mess.
No, they won't. They'll start for 3 seconds and then I'll have to do it.
Make a huge mess. Okay. Justin's kids love to do shit like that.
And make a huge mess. My kids like the idea of it. And then they remember that apparently I work for them.
This is the scariest one of all.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want you to be too terrified when I launch in, so make sure you've braced yourself for true terror. Because once I reveal to you the name that Krispy Kreme has chosen for their Halloween lineup, you will be chilled to the very bone. You will look to the edge of existence, and you will be insane for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
Are you fully braced?
Yeah.
I told Guillermo del Toro this, he shit his own pants.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You know Guillermo del Toro now? You've gotten so big.
Thank you, yes. He's a dear friend.
Okay, name dropper.
Krispy Kreme launches Halloween lineup of Krispy Scream Donuts.
No!
I've driven myself mad! I'm mad from terror!
Again! The darkness!
It's everywhere.
Under a witchy theme, Krispy Kreme has transformed to Krispy Scream.
Oh, no, I said it again.
I have to stop saying it. They're complete with a very scary logo change.
All right.
That actually just four that new expensive. Donuts
and the treat of a dollar dozen.
Ooh.
Every Saturday.
Okay.
Plus a free donut offer on Halloween. Beginning today. Well, it's a while ago. Beginning last Monday, Krispy Kreme fans will be enchanted by four new donuts.
Even when you kind of whisper it, it still like hurts.
It's the, yeah.
It is hard, isn't it? There's new donuts. Here's the first one. Abracadabra donut. It's a long walk. It's a little sweaty, this one. This one comes with a little extra sweat. It's a donut. Enchanted cauldron donut.
Well,
it's chocolate with a pretzel witch broomstick.
Do you think that they came up with them in that order where they were like, put a lot of work in abracadabra and then they were just like, and this one's like an enchanted cauldron, so we're just going to call it that.
Bewitched broomstick donut, which is an unglazed shell. Donut dipped in purple icing, decorated with icing swirl and gold stars.
Okay.
And then, most terrifying of all, the spooky sprinkled is orange icing and topped with, I shudder to this Halloween sprinkle.
Again, it rears its head.
I shit myself.
Saturday's beginning October 16th to Halloween will be scary great. It's like fairy, but spooky.
Yeah.
For Krispy Kreme fans, you can get a dollar dozen to share with family and friends with the purchase of any dozen. They call them Saturday Scary Sherries.
Huh.
Even I tell this to Richard Scary, he barf on his children. Even Richard Scary driven insane by this.
I bet his children are adults at this point too, so that's got to be wild.
Oh, let's just hope they're not litigious. We all deserve an incredibly great Halloween this year. Here we go. Still, we just have to keep referencing.
Been a rough year.
This is a bad time. And certainly, the cure is a donut. We all deserve an incredibly great Halloween this year because of the ongoing COVID pandemic. It doesn't say this, but it's implied. So we're turning to Krispy Kreme for the month and scaring up some amazing Halloween donuts along with some spooky good deals. This is Dave Skinner. I probably didn't even need to tell you. You could tell Dave Skinner a mile away. Help us have fun, too, by coming by on Halloween in costume.
Oh, boy.
And we'll give you a free donut. Now you can share how you've been entranced by Krispy Kreme's new donut.
No, I'm actually getting pretty in here.
If you do, this is what you want. They want you to do for this incredible, incredible event. Hashtag Krispy Kreme. They say that if you type hashtag Krispy Kreme into your social media, it will make you insane and also your family be insane too and everyone driven mad by darkness.
By tweeting it?
If you tweet the hashtag Krispy Kreme, then you could be the first one to be driven mad by this incredible
Don't be
promotion.
The last on your block.
No, that would be so embarrassing.
Now, I will say this. Oh, Krispy Kreme. So they've already, this is confusing, right? Because they already smell cream bad.
Yeah.
And then they're adding in the scream. It's very confusing. I've tried to do it three times. Here we go. Krispy. Let's just see the kind of heat this tag's been getting. Oh, there's not many. here's the thing. We could take over this hashtag.
No, donut.
We could own this. We could own this hashtag.
Here's
Krispy Kreme. There's five tweets. Let's take this.
Now, Count Donut, we can do this on
Let's
one.
Let's have this hashtag for our very own.
Now, here's the thing, Count Donut. We can do this. But the tweets that you do have to be completely and utterly innocuous. Like, had a great day. Oh, man. Do you guys see that tree? Krispy Kreme. That's the only way I will allow this, Count Donut.
That seems more harmful than talking about how these donuts have driven you to the brink of madness.
Okay, then let's do that.
Just use the tag to tell how the donuts have driven you mad.
Yeah, okay, yeah, now I can get on board with that.
Yes, I want to take over to this K-R-I-S-P-Y-S-K-R-E-N-E.
Oh, it's spelled just, bad too, huh?
It's spelled so bad, so oh, it's ours
boy.
Now.
Oh, boy.
And we'll use it for just horror. Just absolute Lovecraftian nightmares.
Yeah, there you go. Hashtag. But the dark ones and, you know, the donuts.
So anyway, get the donuts.
Or wait, don't, thanks for stopping whatever.
By, donut.
Eat the donuts or don't. It's up to you.
He's starting to sound a lot like Richard Stink, Mr. Dracula.
Yeah, a little bit.
How about another one of these great questions?
I must bring Justin back to life one more.
Oh, God. You killed him?
Why do people...
I kill him every time
people
I do
keep
this.
Killing Justin.
Yeah.
You want me to read the question?
Sorry, it's still me. I was a vape.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and get your vape stand.
Did the huge rip caught off him. My vape. One sec. Let me rip this cotton out. All right. Here's Justin. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh, man. You vaped it up. Such a huge cloud.
Blood vape.
Is it,
vape.
Oh, is it blood flavor?
It's blood flavor.
That's...
No, sorry. Blood orange. I misread the
okay.
vial.
That's fine. That's refreshing. Yeah.
We said we were going to do a lot of questions this time.
Well, we're going to fire these
we're
off.
We're going to get more.
You ready?
I'm in a new city for work, and on my walk to my job, I pass a house with a trampoline in the side yard. There is very little division between the yard and the sidewalk, and the trampoline is no more than 15 feet from me as I pass. Brothers, what is the protocol for using a stranger's
Stop
trampoline?
It.
Is it stealing if I just hop on for a few bounces on my way to work? That's from Grounded.
Let's just, let's, yes, let's just, can we, boys, please, yes, it's stealing. You, it's stealing.
You all know there's other crimes other than stealing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like one might be trespassing.
That's one. Yeah.
It's one that
trespassing.
You might do.
It's don't do
trespassing.
Let kid, for real. There's some great questions on this week. Don't bounce on a stranger's trampoline.
What? Why?
Justin, if you had a trampoline Justin? In your yard, if you had a trampoline in your yard yeah. and you looked outside and there was a stranger rando adult having a bounce on their way to work. With their briefcase
Should
and everything.
Polite about it.
What?
Well, if the, oh, wait, hold on, it Griffin. You actually just sold it for me. Because if they have a briefcase and everything, then
it's
this
a
is
a businessman who's like finally free. Yeah.
This is a full-blown music video moment, and I'm here for it.
Yeah,
Griffin.
I freed the businessman.
Okay. That's the only
that's the
way
one
that
time.
It's the yeah. only time that's acceptable.
If you're holding to like a travel mug of coffee that you're drinking from while you're bouncing and you have your briefcase in one hand and full yeah. like suit, then it's okay.
But if you're doing it in grown-up clothes, looking at me through the window, completely stone-faced, you
with a thumbs
with
up.
A thumbs up, you must leave, or I must.
Next question.
There's a security guard at work who keeps on trying to scare me. They regularly sneak upon me and go boo, or jump out at me from behind doors. They're not very good at scaring me, and their scares never seem to get the desired reaction. This is a problem, seeing as they're an amazing cook. And are known to give free food to people they scare successfully.
What is this
can't
business?
Be real. I have tried their cooking at pre-pandemic potlucks and still dream of their coconut shrimp to this day. How do I give a convincing enough performance to earn me some delicious seafood curry? That's from a hungry, hungry museum
okay.
worker. None of this makes any sense to me.
The fact they work in a museum twists and turns this thing fucking completely for me. If it was an office and people were pulling this shit, it would be like, this is a place of business. But if someone is dressing up like the mummy or like Bony Butt Stabber, and doing this in a museum setting, that's fun. I think that's pretty fun.
Yep, absolutely fun.
I think it's fun to get scared at a museum and then get yummy, like, Red Lobster appetizers out of it. Like, that kicks ass to me.
Yeah. That sounds choice.
Now, Justin...
And I'd love to go to a museum.
Yeah,
you guys
right.
remember those?
I do.
It's like a big house full of old things.
Yeah.
And at night, they come to life and like give you life
at
lessons.
At night, every one of them comes to life.
Love
you know
that
at,
shit.
At hotel, they have pictures that hang up.
Yeah.
This is like that, but bigger, and the pictures are way better. Way
and
better.
Sometimes they're done by people whose names you know, which is nice.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
We all three have kids, and I don't know about you guys, but my kid, BB, tries to scare me jumping out and saying boo a lot.
Yeah.
And so I've really tried to perfect this, like, oh, God, oh, man.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of a laugh, right? It's that, like, oh, my God,
oh, now a breath. Oh, I can see how funny. I'm so happy to be alive. And if you want to say, like, I'm so happy to still be alive now, because for a second there, I thought that the mummy was going to kill me. Oh, man, I can't wait to eat coconut shrimp and feel alive, right? Something
makes
like
it
that.
Worth it. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Man, the next coconut shrimp I eat will be the most tasty coconut shrimp I've ever had in my life.
Henry's got this big plastic skeleton hand on the end of a long stick that he likes to use to, like, scare me, like, wave it around a wall or something to make me think that Bony Buttstabber's coming for me. And after this recording, it will work every time. But yesterday, he did hit me in the face with it accidentally, and guess what? Guess what? I'm very scared of that skeleton hand now when it's in my boy's hands. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and I can throw him awfully far.
That's a really good, can I just say, for his age, it's a pretty good gag.
Pretty good gag, hitting your dad in the face with a big bony bust.
Not the hit in the face part, but that's good too. I mean, listen, he's little, so I doubt he hurt you that much, but you do have that glass face.
Yeah. Do we have time for this next one? It excites me.
Yeah. I set a fire in my dorm room trying to microwave a Red Lobster cheesy biscuit.
Yep.
It's wild that we talked about Red Lobster twice.
That is wild.
Okay. And then I had Red Lobster last night.
How was it? Was it shrimp fries?
Their Brussels sprouts are pretty banging.
Okay.
Oh, I like a Brussels sprout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the biscuits. They call me Cheddar Bay Jay.
Yeah, they do.
Around this
park. Of course.
But the Brussels sprouts are surprisingly on point.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, well, thank you for listening.
Red Lobster never disappoints, except when it does.
Yep.
And when they fall hard, baby.
Fire and ice, Red Lobster.
My RA said I have to wait here until the fire department comes. I haven't had dinner and I'm very hungry. The only food I have in my room, my dorm, are microwave meals and a few remaining Red Lobster cheesy biscuits. Do I risk putting food back in the devices? I already destroyed one biscuit so far, or do I accept my fate of spending the evening hungry? That's from Starving Student. I bet you any amount of money, the biscuits come in like a metal lined bag for the oven.
Okay.
I bet you any amount of money they microwaved it. Any amount.
That's
I just
possible.
Love this. Like, all right, so tell me again what happened. I microwaved a biscuit and it caught fire. No, I know. Yeah, but then the second fire? Oh,
What did the second, third, and fourth fires come out of?
Yes, I used my extremely powerful microwave.
And my dad is an industrial scientist, and he gave me one of their industrial microwaves for doing industrial stuff.
The kind that you use to dry out big piles of wet wood? Yeah, I just put one of these Cheddar Bay biscuits in there for the normal amount, 45 minutes. And
oh, boy.
Here's the thing, guys. You literally do have to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah.
You do. A ship is safe in the harbor, but when you take it out to sea, it kicks ass.
Yep. That's what they say, that old sailor saying. I think it would also be perfect if you could time it so that the microwave dings 2 seconds after the fire department opens your door. And they're just like looking at him like, can I get that? Because that ramen's not going to eat itself, you guys. It was on fire. Not the ramen. You know what? I'm going to eat this ramen. Get out of your way. I'll be in the common room watching Bones because it's always on. What's that? I'm arrested? That makes sense.
Oh, no. Wait, you're the fire department.
You're going to go to fire jail.
You don't have that jurisdiction.
I bet they do. They have to for arson and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, your RA's a dick. If I accidentally set a fire in my house and then somebody came up to me and was like, now sit in your shame. Like, it's already an I know I fucked up. Like, I set a fire in the place I sleep in. I know I fucked up. I don't need the fire department to come say, did you know you did a fire where you sleep? Thanks, fire guys. I know.
All fires are illegal. And so if you started a fire without their blessing, they will come down on you pretty hard.
Yeah.
Hey, RA, listen, any RA listening, this is your chance to score major points. Because listen, this person is both embarrassed and hungry. You're going to say, like, hey, here's $5. Go get some food. I'll take this one, Doug. And right there, you're a hero. You're a hero to Doug. Sure. Who, like, question asker is a student. Right? They're in that, that's so weird transition between childhood and adulthood. And it's that worst time to tell a fire person that you set fire to a Cheddar Bay biscuit in a microwave. A 5-year-old does this. It's fine. They're fine.
It's funny. It's funny.
A 45-year-old man sets fire to a cheesy biscuit. He answers to no one.
But like a 19-year-old does this? No excuse. And you have to answer to someone. The worst.
The worst. I'm sorry. It's hard being young, but there's good parts too.
Yeah.
Like when you don't overcook the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Just cook them on break. This is a learning experience. I bet you'll never do that
probably.
Again.
Probably.
Yeah.
But maybe, you might. Twice.
You might immediately afterwards, according to this question.
They've learned nothing. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I hope you've learned something throughout the course of this experience, or else we haven't done our job. Hey, you want to come? You want to watch us do a live show? Come to your computer, not to a physical location. Do you want to go to a computer or TV or whatever and watch us do a Taz show? We're going to be doing Hootenanny Part 3. What do we agree on for a title?
I mean, Hootenanny 3 is the only thing that makes sense, but I do think we landed on Threetenanny.
Yeah.
Threetenanny. Okay. Tootenanny was just really good and right there, and so we had to kind of keep going with it.
I wanted to call it Tootenanny 2, but like I thought that would be confusing.
There's a space. It's a space cowboy opera. It's November 5th, 9 p.m. Tickets are $10. It's bit.ly/TazVirtual, and the VOD video on demand is available for 2 weeks after the show. If you haven't seen Hootenanny, there's a recap on our YouTube channel to catch you up with the story so far, such as it is. And I will be indulging in that.
Yes, absolutely. So
you will know exactly the things that I know about the Hootenanny story.
Also, very exciting. Tickets for the shows at Emerald City Comic Con go on sale October 28th. It's going to be My Brother and Me on December 2nd and Taz on December 3rd. Both shows will be general attendance, so no assigned seating, but there will be ADA compliant seating available. You do not need an Emerald City Comic Con badge to buy tickets to the shows, but you will need tickets to the shows, obviously. And Emerald City Comic Con has safety protocols in place, including require proof of full vaccination or a recent negative COVID test to attend. And in addition, masks are required while on the premises and capacity is going to be reduced. If you want to check out more info on the show, including the full health and safety protocols, as well as ticket links and all that stuff, it's available at bit.ly/McElroyTour.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song. My Life is Better With You. You can find that on internets and on Books a Million. Probably has it.
And I don't know about that.
It's just those two places.
Make sure you check out macroymerch.com. Get that pin of the month, which is Hellraven, a.k.a. Del Craven from Taz Just Us. That benefits the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Rights, which builds Latina and Latinx power to fight for the fundamental human right to reproductive health, dignity, and justice. There's a lot of other stuff on there. In case you missed the news, we've been doing Taz weekly for a while now, so this is a good chance to jump in on Ether C. And this is the second week of the Max Fun Block Party. Maximum Fun is throwing a virtual block party through October 22nd. All shows are releasing episodes that are especially welcoming to new audiences. And if you're encouraging a friend to try out our show or any of the shows on Maximum Fun, this is a good time to share those with them. And there's a lot of other stuff too, including games, volunteer events, a limited edition poster. Go check it out at MaximumFun.org/blockparty.
Y'all want a final Yahoo?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. This final Yahoo was sent in by Derek.
Okay.
Jeter.
Oh.
And thank you, Derek. Thank you, Derek Jeter. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user.
Sorry? I think you cut out.
Yeah.
My microphone has a short in it. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user. Pikachu.
Whoa.
Yeah. The little rat.
The electricity rat. Lightning rat, yeah.
Yeah. And fucking Pikachu fucking asks. Hello? Hello? I am just wondering. Hey guys, quick question.
Go ahead.
Hey guys, quick question. It's me, Pikachu. I got yelled at when I vaped on an airplane, and I'm just wondering how to move on.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
That was an okay one. I'm Griffin McElroy. I can do better than that.
This has been my brother, mate. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.